And good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in the S.E. Belcher Chapel and Performing Arts Center at Laterno University in Longview, the Thunder Soul Orchestra will be performing live. And here with me this morning is Craig Baldwin, artistic director of the Thunder Soul Orchestra, to talk a little bit about this concert. And Craig, I want to thank you for coming in this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And can you give me a brief history for the folks who don't know about the Thunder Soul Orchestra and its impact on the world of music back in the late 60s and early 70s?
Well, it started with a fella by, I think he's like 5'1", 140 pounds, and packed with a ton of creative ideas. It really started for him back in the day, you know, from the Duke Ellington era, you know, Count Basie and all those great guys. And he got into teaching. He actually went to Wally College down in Marshall and transitioned into teaching. So when he came to Cashmere High School, he saw a program that needed a lot of changes. Now, he didn't have initially the idea of putting a stage band together. It was basically to go along with the curriculum of a marching band, and hence the Thunder Soul Marching Band. That's where that name came from. Once he got that rolling, then all of a sudden the principal gave him a lot of freedom to do whatever he needed to do to build his program. So he started this jazz band, and he developed his jazz band, you know, and then he took some ideas from Otis Redding. You know, he went to see them when he was a young kid, and he was fascinated with Otis Redding, but he's more fascinated with the band because the band was actually dancing and performing. So he thought that would be a great idea to bring that kind of concept to this high school kids, and which he did. We bought into it. And then we got all these titles after the fact.
And you were a part of that original band.
I was. I was part of the 1976, 77 stage band.
And can you give us his name?
His name is Conrad O. Johnson. Right. And everybody affectionately called him Prof. So it was a great thing.
And tell us a little bit about his impact and approach, not only that he had on you as a young student, but also on the rest of the community in the high school.
Well, one of the things that I thought was always unique about him is that he never treated us as we were children. You know, he treated us as grown men and women, you know, even at the age of 15 and 16 years old. I can recall the first time meeting him, and it was like, hey, man, you know, man's calling me a man? What? You know, and so you're buying into that maturity right from the start. And then all of a sudden, he was the catalyst to having others to say, well, wait a minute, if we can respect these children this way, then we can get them to do some of the same things that Prof was doing with us at that time. The impact in the community is when he decided to take the band to Europe. You know, and they saw that this African-American man was going beyond the thought of others that were detractors. And the community actually came together to raise money. I'm talking about all the high schools that was in that district at that time got on the street corners with us, and they were raising money with us. So, yeah, we had this little enemy thing going on, you know. I mean, but yet they came together as family to help us to make this trip happen. We became ambassadors of the state, but also ambassadors for the United States. And it was a really, really cool thing because we got these young kids that this young man had this great vision that we could do this. And here we are traveling to Europe, and they treat us like we're rock stars over there. Yeah,
so it's really cool. So really it filters down if you tell children you can.
Absolutely.
And you treat them like, you can, this is no problem, no big deal, then they will.
Sure. Well, you got to think about a guy named Quincy Jones. He was a young guy, 15 years old, out there playing with all those major cats, you know, during that time, playing trumpet, you know, and he was a cat, he was a man, and they treated him like a man, even though he was a teenager.
Right.
I mean, it was that language, man. It was just something about the way he talked to us, and it's like, he didn't talk down to us, he didn't make us feel like we were children, he just made us feel. It's really amazing, because we had parents, and we would go to him for advice. And it was more so that he didn't really give you the advice as much as he put it on your mind. Think about what you're asking me,
right?
You know, and then see what you come up with. You know, he'll show you where he's coming from. And then it's up to you if you want to go along with the program. We went along with the program.
And now the exciting thing is you actually have the original members of this band performing, correct?
Correct. We have, I would say at least 3/4 of the band is original members.
And not only is this going to be a live concert, but there's going to be the actual documentary. And Jamie Foxx produced this documentary.
Yeah,
correct?
He's the executive producer of the film. The film was at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. It was supposed to show once. It screened 5 times, overwhelming response to that. So one of his people was there. They brought this attention to Jamie Foxx. They gave him a private screening, and he signed on as executive producer, and he's been on board ever since.
Can you tell us a little bit about the music that you've got lined up for the concert?
Yeah, well, the opening act is going to be the Conrad Johnson Orchestra. So we'll basically have his group to go out and do a couple of songs, you know, like they were doing back in the day. And then the film will play. And then after the film, then we'll transition into what he brought us into, the jazz funk.
And that is the Thunder Soul Orchestra performing live tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in the L.C. Belcher Chapel and Performing Arts Center at Laterno University in Longview. It's a rare opportunity to see both the original band members live on stage and also the award-winning documentary Thunder Soul all in one evening. All the details can be found on our website at redriverradio.org. Craig, I want to thank you for joining me this morning.
You are sensational, and we appreciate it very much.
This has been a 1001 Spotlight for Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett.